Hey there, beautiful people. Hope everyone is well. Phil here, and we're going to go through another hypnotic session shortly. And this session is going to be about getting rid of emotional baggage. It's probably the nicest way to put it. You see, we all hold on to things that don't serve us anymore, whether it be due to past events, past emotions, past feelings, past interactions, pretty much just anything in the past that's not serving us that we don't need to hold on to and that's doing us damage. We have this habit as humans of realizing that we hold on to these things. And we do it because we're sentimental creatures. We do it because sometimes we don't realize we're doing it. And we don't realize the damage it's causing us. And I'm sure we can all, and when I say we can all, I know I'm speaking from experience also, but we all have held on to maybe it's a thought or an emotion or an assumption on someone or something or somewhere and realized how much damage it does us physically, mentally, and emotionally. And it's something we don't need to do, but being sentimental creatures, it's something we do quite a lot of. And the more baggage you can let go of, the freer we can all be. Now, I know it's not that easy, but it is pretty simple. So the idea is if you found a really hot coal, and you picked it up for a second, you might be able to pick it up and just quickly put it down without burning yourself. Yeah, there might be a little bit of char there, but you haven't really damaged yourself. But if you pick that coal up, that ember up, and you hold on to it, regardless of how much it's burning into your hand, you know it's hurting you, you know it's physically doing you damage. And it's upsetting you as well, so it's also mentally and emotionally causing you damage. And to understand that the physical is one thing, but what we pick up from the people, from our jobs, from society, from TV, from the news, from Facebook, from Instagram, all the things we do pick up, we hold on to, and we put it into our own backpacks and we carry it around, and it's something we genuinely do not need to do, but we have this horrible habit of doing. And so, through this session, I want to give you the opportunity and the ability to give that up and give that back to most likely whoever gave it to you in the first place. This one is predominantly going to be about that baggage that we get from other people, and that we don't need to hold it, and that we can forgive, and that we can move on, and that we can be free of these things. And I know that may seem like a really daunting task at times, but if you can achieve that, you can be free. And if you can be free, well, there's only two things we really need in this world, and that's to be free and to be loved. And if that can fill up your life, then you've got a pretty damn good life, as far as I'm concerned. So, understanding that, and in a moment we'll get started. So, as always, please make sure that you are not driving or operating machinery. Find somewhere just nice and quiet to sit down or lay down and relax. And in a moment, I'll ask you to close your eyes and we'll just get started, shall we? So I just want you to get comfortable now. Whether you're sitting or laying, just allow yourself to take a minute and take that conscious breath in. just be aware of your breath, just breathing in and out. That's right. And as you focus on your breathing, just realize that that's all everything ever really comes to, is just making sure you remember to just breathe. And if you can remember just to breathe, everything can become easier. We need to stop every now and then and take that conscious breath. Before we start, I want to ask your unconscious mind right now if it's okay that you can let go of any physical, mental, and emotional baggage that's not serving you. Ask your unconscious mind right now if you are allowed to just let it go easily and effortlessly. I ask your unconscious mind if you can be free from all those things and that you can just feel good. If you haven't done so already, I want you to close your eyes down now and just relax. Breathe in. As you breathe in, I want you to breathe in all that positivity, all that energy, and all that light. And as you exhale and breathe out, I want you to push out all that tension, all that stress, all that negativity from the day, the week, the month, or the year, and just allow it to just exit your body. And as you feel it leave your body, you can feel your shoulders relax. Feel that tension just drift away. Your jaw slightly softens. And your heart rate slows down. And as that's happening, you can feel or imagine the top of your head and all the muscles there, and just allow that tension to dissipate as you relax. That's right, allowing your head now to relax all the way down from your temples to the bridge of your nose, to your eyebrows, to your cheekbones, to your jaw. Every part of your head just relaxed. May relax so much that it starts to feel heavy, and if it feels heavy, you can just drop your head gently forward. If your head starts to feel heavy, allow your neck now, all that pressure and tension in your spine, in your throat, and your neck, just allow it now to relax. Even though your shoulders are already relaxed, I want you to double that relaxation in your shoulders now. And allow your shoulders just to ease. There's no stress, there's no pressure, there's no tension. You've let it all go as you now relax. Now feel those breaths in your chest. It's every part of your ribs and your chest now. All that pressure just gone. All that stress just gone now. As you relax. You feel your spine as each vertebrae allows itself now to easily and effortlessly just relax. Your shoulder blades and your back now
feeling warm, feeling safe, feeling secure as you relax your stomach and your hips. Feels calm and tension free as you relax your arms, your elbows, your forearms. You feel all of them there, and that tension just fades away and dissipates as you relax. You feel your wrists, your hands, and your fingers now. They may start to tingle. You feel that warmth, you feel that energy as they just relax. That's right. Your hips, your thighs, and your knees. All that tension from holding you up all day just fades away. Fading away now. Your calves, your ankles, and your soles of your feet. All that tightness, all that stress, all that pressure. It just goes away as you relax all the way from your head to your shoulders, to your hips, to your knees, from your fingertips and your toes. You just relax all that way down, finding yourself going deep, deep down now, realizing that breath slows down even more. Your breath slowing even more, you realize your heart rate is even slower. Your calm, relaxed, warm, safe, and secure in this moment right now. How calm, relaxed, safe, warm, and secure you are. Just falling deep down into that trance, into that beautiful state of relaxation, where all these suggestions can go in unconsciously, easily and effortlessly to every part of your conscious and your unconscious. All those suggestions your unconscious mind can just take in easily and effortlessly and be a part of your everyday actions from this day forward. 10 you to do is use your imagination, and as you use that imagination, you're standing on a platform waiting for a train. By your sides are two leather briefcases. You're not sure what you're doing there, but it feels right. You know those briefcases are yours, but they're not meant for you. They're for someone else. And as you stand there looking at your watch, waiting for that train to come by, there's a sense of, almost a sense of relief. like you know why you're there, and you know what's about to happen, and you know it's only going to be good for you. That fills you with a little bit of excitement, but you're still just slightly hesitant. And as you're standing there on that train platform in this beautiful day, you notice how that sun just shines and you can hear those birds in the background. And in the distance you can see this old steam train getting closer to that platform. And as it gets close to that platform and pulls into the station, you pick up those two leather cases and they're heavy. They're so heavy you can barely lift them. But with every ounce of strength you have, you lift them up and you struggle. Oh God, you struggle. You finally get them to your seat. And as you're tired and sore, you place them down on the ground beside you and you fall in a absolute slump on that chair. But as you sit there on that chair, you realize someone comes and sits down in front of you. And they're staring at you. You know this person. They smile at you. You politely smile and nod back. This person's familiar. This person is the owner of those two heavy, heavy briefcases. They don't say anything to you, they just sit there and wait patiently. And as they wait patiently, you slide both of those bags over to them. You thank them for taking back their briefcases. You thank you for taking back their bags. You can appreciate the time you had. You can appreciate the effort you gave in looking after them. But you know it's time for them to go back to their rightful owner, where they belong, not in your hands. And as soon as you stand up after handing them back, having a heart full of gratitude for that moment, you feel light, you feel free. Your chest does no longer feel heavy, your shoulders lift up, and you hop off that train. You turn around to stare at the window where that familiar person is sitting. You wave, you nod your head, and again you thank them. And you watch that train slowly start to leave the station. And as it leaves that station, that light feeling in your chest, it starts to expand, not just from your chest, but into your shoulders, into your arms, into your chest, into your stomach, into your legs, into your neck, into your head, into every part of your fiber of your being. That lightness carries through. You feel light. So light, so light, so happy, so safe, so warm, so secure, so thankful for that moment, free from those heavy bags. They've gone back to their rightful owner, and you never have to carry them again. And you know now in your heart and your soul and your mind and your conscious and your unconscious that you are free from those bags. And that feels good. Knowing from this day on you never have to pick up that baggage again from those people. Knowing from this day on you never have to pick up that baggage from those people ever again. Knowing that you are physically, mentally and emotionally free from whatever those bags were to you. And you know consciously or unconsciously that this will mean that every part of your day now will be changed and you can walk tall, you can be free and you can be you, because you no longer carry those bags anywhere with you ever again. And as you start to leave the station, you see these beautiful set of stairs, and these beautiful set of stairs are something you're about to walk up. As you walk up them, it's going to bring you back. There are only 5 stairs and you're excited. You have to restrain yourself from wanting to run up them, knowing how free you are from those bags. And as I count back, you walk up those steps from 1 to 5. And when I get to 5, you'll be back to the here and now, wide awake, feeling happy, feeling healthy, feeling terrific, and knowing how free you are. And these count from 1 to 5 will integrate all of these suggestions into your unconscious and conscious mind, into every part of your daily life from this day forward now. 1, feeling good, feeling strong, feeling free, feeling light. 2, feeling happy, feeling healthy, feeling terrific. 3, being aware of the room around you now. 4, feeling movement in your fingers and toes. 5, wide awake, and welcome back. Because I can tell you right now, things will never be the same, and they will be so much better. Now go and enjoy yourself.